The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 4, text number 42. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari. Recorded on May 29th, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tasmat Ajnana
Sambhutam
Hristam
Jnana
Asina
Atmana
Chitva
Enam
Sangshayam
Yogam
Atishta
Utishta
Bharata
Bharata
Tasmadha Jnana Sambhutam
Tasmadha Jnana Sambhutam
Hristam Jnana Sinatmana
Hristam Jnana Sinatmana
Chidvairam Sankshayam Yogam
Chidvairam Sankshayam Yogam
Atishto Tishta Bharata
Atishto Tishta Bharata
Tasmadha Jnana Sambhutam
Tasmadha Jnana Sambhutam
Hristam Jnana Sinatmana
Hristam Jnana Sinatmana
Chidvairam Sankshayam Yogam
Chidvairam Sankshayam Yogam
Atishto Tishta Bharata
Atishto Tishta Bharata
Tasmat
Tasmat
Therefore Ajnana
Sambhutam
Born of ignorance Hristam Situated in my heart Jnana
Of knowledge
Asena, by the weapon. Atmana,
of the self.
Chitva, cutting off. Enam,
this.
Sangshayam,
doubt.
Yogam
in yoga
Atishta be situated Utishta
stand up to fight
Bharata
O
descendant of Bharata Translation in Pure Word by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed with the weapon of knowledge. Armed with the yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight. Pure Word. The yoga system instructed in this chapter is called Sanatana Yoga. Or eternal activities performed by the living entity. This yoga has two divisions of sacrificial actions. One is called sacrifice of one's material possessions, and the other is called knowledge of self, which is pure spiritual activity. If sacrifice of one's material possessions is not dovetailed for spiritual realization, then such sacrifice becomes material. But one who performs such sacrifices with a spiritual objective or in devotional service makes a perfect sacrifice. When we come to spiritual activities, we find that these are also divided into two, namely understanding of one's own self or one's constitutional position, and the truth regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who follows the path of Bhagavad Gita as it is can very easily understand these two different divisions of spiritual knowledge. For him, there is no difficulty in obtaining perfect knowledge of the self as part and parcel of the Lord. And such understanding is beneficial. For a person can easily understand the transcendental activities of the Lord. In the beginning of this chapter, the transcendental activities of the Lord were discussed with the Supreme Lord Himself. One who does not understand the instructions of the Gita is faithless and is to be considered to be misusing the fragmental independence awarded to him by the Lord. In spite of such instructions, one who does not understand the real nature of the Lord as the eternal, blissful, all-knowing personality of Godhead is certainly fool number one. Ignorance can be removed by gradual acceptance of the principles of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is awakened by different types of sacrifices to the demigods, sacrifice to Brahman, sacrifice in celibacy, in household life, in controlling the senses, in practicing mystic yoga, in penance, in forgoing material possessions, in studying the Vedas, and in partaking of the social institution called Varnashrama Dharma. All of these are known as sacrifice, and all of them are based on regulated action. But within all these activities, the important factor is self-realization. One who seeks that objective is the real student of Bhagavad Gita. But one who doubts the authority of Krishna falls back. One is therefore advised to study Bhagavad Gita or any scripture under a bona fide spiritual master with service and surrender. A bona fide spiritual master is in the disciplic succession from time eternal, and he does not at all deviate from the instructions of the Supreme Lord as they were imparted millions of years ago to the sun god from whom the instructions of Bhagavad Gita have come down to the earthly kingdom. One should therefore follow the path of Bhagavad Gita as it is expressed in the Gita itself, and beware of self-interested people after personal aggrandizement who deviate others from the actual path. The Lord is definitely the Supreme Person, and His activities are transcendental. One who understands this is a liberated person from the very beginning of his study of Bhagavad Gita. And thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the fourth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of transcendental knowledge.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Ditam Sam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shivishakonvitamscha.
So, we have an enemy.
Tkani imame vrak.
That enemy is doubt.
I tozi vrak je semnenieto.
That enemy must be subdued. He must be killed.
И този враг трябва да бъде победен, трябва да бъде унищожен.
With a weapon of knowledge.
С оръжието на знанието.
Just as Arjun fought on the battlefield of Kurukshetra to kill the enemy soldiers.
Както Арджуна се сражавал на бойното поле Курукшетра, за да избие враговете.
We must also be valiant warriors to kill the enemy of doubt within the heart.
Така ние също трябва да бъдем героични войни, които да убият съмненията в сърцата ни.
If you don't kill that enemy, he will kill you.
Ако ние не убием този враг, той ще ни убие нас.
So either kill the enemy or be killed.
Така че или убийте врага, или бъдете убити от него.
So how do you kill the enemy?
Как да бъде убит този враг?
Arjuna had so many weapons, especially he had his Gandiva bow.
Arjuna имал много оръжие, особено своя лък Гандива.
But we also have our Gandivabo. Do you know what is our Gandivabo? Prabhupada's books. These books are our Gandivabo, you see. With this knowledge that Prabhupada has given us, we can kill this demon of doubt. Completely annihilate that rascal. So our minds are not disturbed. We see sometimes the neophyte devotees, they hear some bogus philosophy and their minds become confused by the doubts.
Виждаме понякога начинаещите преподаватели чуват някаква лъжлива философия и умовете им се объркват и се изпълват със съмнения.
We sometimes see in our movement that people who have not carefully and thoroughly studied Srila Prabhupada's books bring in counter philosophies from outside of ISKCON to pollute our movement.
Виждаме личности, които не са изучавали внимателно книгите на Шрила Прабхупада, как внасят такива противоположни философии, които объркват движението.
This problem existed during Prabhupada's time also.
Този проблем го имало и още по времето на Шрила Прабхупада.
At one point, Prabhupada's position as the founder Acharya was being minimized.
Имало момент, в който позицията на Шрила Прабхупада като основател на Ачария била омалуважена.
Some devotees were influenced by Prabhupada's godbrothers to minimize Prabhupada's position.
Някои от преподаваните били обвиняни от духовните братя на Шрила Прабхупада и омалуважили позицията.
Prabhupada became very, very disturbed.
И Шрила Прабхупада бил много, много обезпокоен.
That's when he formed the GBC. We had no GBC at that time.
Тогава той формирал GBC, преди това не имало GBC.
He called the senior devotees to Los Angeles. And he was so disturbed that he told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he said, get me out of here. Actually, it was Tamal Krishna Das Adhikari at that time. He said, get me out of here. Tamal Krishna said, where do you want to go, Srila Prabhupada? How about Florida? It was 3,000 miles away from Los Angeles. Prabhupada said it's not far enough. So Prabhupada went to India. That's when he went to India, actually. And started our movement and started preaching in India very vigorously. And that's where all the Bombay, Mayapur and Vrindavan came up at that time.
И започна да проповядва много енергично в усилия.
Prabhupada later on told us. He said, I pray to Rukmini Dwarkadish. That's the deities in Los Angeles.
По-късно Prabhupada ни каза, аз се молих на муртите Рукмини Дваркадиш в Лос
Анджелес. Why are you kicking me out?
Питах ги, защо ме изритвате?
I cannot understand. Prabhupada could not understand what has happened in this movement. He could not understand. And he went to India. He had no idea what had happened, but then he realized it was Krishna's arrangement. Big projects came up in India, you see. But then while he was gone, another philosophical deviation came up. Four sannyasis were propagating Mayavadi philosophy. Traveling around propagating Mayavadi philosophy in ISKCON. They said that Prabhupada was God. Anybody who doesn't accept that he's God should leave the movement. So in those days there was no Mayapur Vrindavan festival. We had a festival every year in New Vrindavan.
От това време нямало фестивали в Майпур и Вриндавана, а имало фестивал всяка година в Ню Вриндавана.
So these sannyasis showed up at New Vrindavan, they presenting this bogus philosophy to all the devotees and caused great disturbance in the minds of the devotees.
И тези сънняси се появили в Ню Вриндавана и проповядали тая философия, и това обезпокоило много умовете на другите преданодавани.
So they wrote Prabhupada a letter to India and told them what was going on and asked them what to do.
И те писали на Прабхупада писмо до Индия и го питали какво да правят.
Prabhupada kicked them out of the movement. Not completely, but they were banned from all ISKCON temples. They weren't allowed to set foot in any ISKCON temple. They were each ordered to go out and open new 10 temples as penance before they could come back to an ISKCON temple. So Prabhupada rectified the situation, you see. And they became rectified. They learned the lesson and they came back in good consciousness, actually. One of them was Vishnu Janaswami. He opened the Austin temple as part of his penance for his mistake. So I take that punishment as a great blessing because Oz became a devotee. See? So Vishnu Jaya Maharaj took a gamble. After opening two temples, he went back, he went to the Ratayatra festival. And he went to, after the Ratayatra, there was a meeting of all the leaders in our Berkeley temple. And so at that meeting, Prabhupada said to him, he said, "So, Vishnu Jaya Maharaj, how many temples?" And Vishnu Jaya Swami, he spoke so humbly, like a little mouse peeking out from underneath the carpet, you know. He said, "Two." And Prabhupada said, "You will have to open another 8. So in this way, Prabhupada rectified these philosophical controversies, you see, by strong preaching and intelligent management. He rectified. Then another controversy came up. The Gopi Bhava Club in Los Angeles. A bunch of devotees got together. They would read the certain portions of the Chaitanya Charitamrita about the intimate pastimes of Krishna and the gopis. They would never read Bhagavad Gita. It was too low levels. I mean, the first canto of the Bhagavatam was also taboo. Too basic. We just want to hear about Gopi Bhav. So Prabhupada heard about this. He said it would destroy our movement. They must immediately be stopped. So even now there's some certain controversies going on, the Ritvik controversy, you see. The origin of the Jiva controversy. Instead of taking what we hear floating through the rumor mill, we have to just read Prabhupada's books, that's all. If you carefully study Prabhupada's books, then you won't be confused. But if you don't read the books and you just listen to the rumors, your mind will become so many doubts will come. So we need to carefully study these books, very carefully. Prabhupada told us, he said, there are so many false things going around ISKCON. Prabhupada said this and Prabhupada said that. So many false things. Whatever we need to know, Prabhupada has given everything in his books. So he also said that actually every one of us should read all of his books or we're going to fall down. These books are not just for distributing, they're for reading also very carefully. I remember when I was in our Dallas temple, we many years ago, it was the all the big leading book distributors were distributing books there at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. At that time, we had all the big guns, all the big book distribution guns there in Dallas. We had Shripurari Swami, Vaisheshika Prabhu. We had the big, big guns there distributing books in Dallas. So when these book distributors came home from distributing the airport, what did they do? They would get Prabhupada's books and they would read and discuss Prabhupada's books. So this is a very important thing. We study these books very thoroughly. Whatever books you have available in your language, you must read all of them very carefully. Every one of you should be doing this. Should have a program. You have your whole list of books that are all in Bulgarian. You make sure you read every book cover to cover. In this way, you'll be develop a very solid footing in Krishna consciousness. I read all of the books very early in my devotional life, every single book. And I'm constantly studying these books to this very day. So these books will give you the conviction to surrender to Krishna. These Bhaktivedanta purports will enlighten you with transcendental knowledge. They will empower you to slay all the doubts that may come to your mind. So study these books as much as possible. Actually, Prabhupada said we should be studying 24 hours daily. And 24 hours daily doing service also. So somehow we have to do both. We have to always be serving and always be studying. You may say, how is that possible? I can always be serving and always be studying. Well, I'll tell you how it's possible. It's like a chemistry student. He attends the lectures and he goes to the laboratory. Is he not studying chemistry when he's in the laboratory? No, he's putting chemistry into action. That is also studying, by putting it into action and learning by doing it. So by engaging in practical devotional activities, that is the laboratory section of the study program, that's so. We can read that by doing devotional service you purify your heart. So then we can go and clean the kitchen or go clean the bathroom and we can see how we're actually purifying our hearts by doing that. So in this way, we can study and do service 24 hours daily. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Narada Muni Prabhu.
If a person thinks that he has no doubts in what Srila Prabhupada had said, but has not the strength to apply everything, what he should do, such a person?
If a person thinks he has no doubts, but he doesn't have the strength to apply everything, then he should, if he's not able to apply everything, that means you still have some doubts.
Ако не си способен да всичко да приложиш на практика, значи имаш някакви съмнения все
още. That means you're deluding yourself to think you don't have any doubts.
Това значи, че се самозаблуждаваш, че нямаш съмнения.
One who is free from doubt, he fully applies the science naturally.
Този, който е свободен от всички съмнения, той по естествен начин прилага цялата наука.
So don't think you're free from doubts then.
Тогава не си мисли, че си свободен от съмнения.
You have to find out what are your doubts and get free from them.
Трябва да намериш какви съмнения те тормозят и да се освободиш от тях.
Next question. Get back to the manager.
Are there any at the present moment philosophical deviations that exist in ISKCON? Are there any branches?
Oh, there's so many deviations floating around.
Има много отклонения, които се разпространяват.
Some people say that Prabhupada's didn't really, he presented some compromised Siddhanta to attract the Westerners. He didn't really present the full version of the previous acharyas.
Някои хора казват, че Прабхупада е представил някаква такава компромисно учение, за да привлече западните.
It's a great offense. They say that Prabhupada didn't purely present the Vaishnava Siddhanta. He gave us a watered down version to attract the Westerners.
Така че Прабхупада не е представил чисто сидантата на вайшнавизма, за да с някаква различна версия да привлече западняците. Това е голямо оскърбление.
That controversy is happening right now. There are devotees, people who claim to be ISKCON devotees, who are saying that Prabhupada didn't really present the full Vaishnava Siddhanta. He watered it down to make it attractive to us Westerners.
Това е в момента тече това. Има преводани, които твърдят, че Прабхупада не е представил.
Because we couldn't understand the pure form of it, he had to give us a slightly diluted form to make it attractive to us.
И понеже ние не можем да разберем чистата форма, затова той малко е разводнил, така че да можем ние да се привлечем.
Which is completely bogus, because if that was true, then how could Prabhupada give us Jagannath?
Това е напълно неверно, защото ако беше верно, как Шрила Прабхупада щеше да ни даде обожанието на Бог Джаганат.
Just like Prabhupada states in his purports how the living entity was engaged in devotional service in the spiritual world and he fell down to the material world due to a misuse of independence. That's stated right there in Prabhupada's purports.
Шрила Прабхупада казва как живото същество е било ангажирано в служене в духовния свят и е паднало от духовния свят в материалния свят.
So some people say that actually because in the Western world we believe that we fell from paradise, Prabhupada said that to attract the Western people to this movement.
И някои хора казват, че тъй като в западния свят имаме идеята, че сме паднали от рая, затова Шрила Прабхупада е представил тази.
They say that it's not really true. We didn't really fall from, you know, being engaged in devotional service in the spiritual world. We fell from somewhere else.
Те казват, че това не е наистина вярно. Не е така, че сме били ангажирани в служене в духовния свят, а сме паднали от друго място.
Because we just more than the Western mind could handle.
Защото това не е разбираемо за западния ум.
But the proof that's not true is what Westerner would accept that this is God.
Но доказателство, че това не е верно, е че кой западняк ще приеме, че Бог Джаганат е върховният.
A Westerner would look at Jagannath and say, this is a heathen idol. Some pagan heathen idol. Is it?
Ако някой западняк види Бог Джаганат, ще каже, това е.
That God looks like that?
Това е идол. Нима Бога изглежда по този начин?
They have the Western idea is God has a human form, like in the Sistine Chapel in Rome. God is depicted as an old man with a human form, you see.
Западната идея е, че Бога има човекоподобен образ, както Сикстинската капела в Рим, където той е изобразен като възрастен.
The Western conception of God is a human form.
Западната концепция за Бога е човешка.
Better just leave it shut. They're determined to disrupt our lecture here.
Те са решили да ни пречат на лекция.
So, if Prabhupada had to, you know, adjust the Siddhanta to attract the Western mind, then why? Then how could he possibly say this is God? Is it?
If Шрила Прабхупад се опитвал да нагласи така сиддантата за западния ум, защо, как може да ни представи Бог Джаганат?
He didn't have to water down the philosophy at all. This is God, Джаганат.
Той изобщо не е правил компромис с философията. Казал, ето това е Бога, Джаганат.
Not only in the temple, but he took Джаганат down Fifth Avenue in New York City.
Не само в храма, а изкарал Джаганат на Пето Авеню в Нью Йорк Сити.
We want the whole world to see that this is God. The whole world probably going to show on Fifth Avenue.
Искаме целия свят да види, че ето това е Бога.
So Prabhupada didn't have to compromise anything.
Прабхупад не е трябвало да прави компромис с нищо.
He can simply present it as it is, without any watering it down.
Той просто представил нещата такива, каквито са, без да ги разводнява.
So this whole idea that Prabhupada, you know, he just used it as a device to attract us because it was similar to Christian theology. That's such a bogus, that's offense against Srila Prabhupada. Bogus, that's hatimata, it's a mad elephant against Srila Prabhupada.
Цялата тази идея е едно голямо оскърбление към Шрила Прабхупада.
So there are such controversies. Even I'm dealing right now in email. I know because I'm dealing with it right now in email. Somebody has written me. They've heard this philosophy and their mind is very confused. They've written me and they've asked for help. Today I'm working on this very thing in my emails, in my writings. It's current. It's happening right now in ISKCON. So therefore we have to actually study the books and understand what Prabhupada is saying, and it's not some watered down thing. You may say, well, what previous acharya is talking like this?
Ние трябва да изучаваме книгите и да разбереме, че нещата не са изкривени. И ако някой може попита, ми какво ако предишните ачари казват друго нещо?
The acharyas present. We see that even if no previous acharya is exactly explained this way, that doesn't mean that it's something incorrect.
Можем да кажем, че ако никой от предишните ачари не го е представил по този начин, не означава, че това е нещо неправилно.
We see in Vaishnava history the acharyas present siddhanta to a certain level, and other acharya comes along, he takes it to another level, just like Ramanujacharya presented Vaishnavism on one level, Madhvacharya took it to another level, Chaitanya took it to a higher level.
Виждаме в историята на вайшнавизма как различните ачари представят философията, сиддантата до различно ниво и следващия ачария представя друго ниво и така.
Just like in mathematics, there's 1 + 1 = 2. The little child learns the rules of mathematics.
Както в математиката има простите правила, които дори малките деца ги изучават.
But then he gets to a higher level, he learns about negative numbers, which break all the rules he learned in regular mathematics.
Но когато стигне до висок клас, то се научава за отрицателните числа, които вече.
So Prabhupada has presented in a very unique and profound way, in a way that no acharya has ever presented before, the Vaishnava Siddhanta.
Затова Прабхупад е представил Вайшнава Сиддантата по такъв уникален начин, който никой друг ачария не е правил до сега.
It's not that he's deviated from Siddhanta in his presentation. He has perfected the Siddhanta presentation in his books.
Не така, че той се отклонил от Сиддантата, а той е усъвършенствал и е представил в своите книги.
So we have to have full faith in Srila Prabhupada.
Затова трябва да има пълна вяра в Шрила Прабхупада.
When somebody comes along and says things like this, you should just, don't indulge don't waste your time hearing from them.
Ако някой дойде и почне да ви говори такива неща, не си губете времето да слушате.
Яше деве парапактир, тата деве тата гаро, тасяйте кетита херата, прокашанте махатманаха. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed.
Само на тези души, които имат пълна вяра в думите на Гуру и Кришна, се разкрива целият смисъл на ведическото знание.
If we doubt the words of our founder Acharya, we are nowhere.
Ако се съмняваме в думите на нашия основател Ачария,
we will have zero understanding.
Ние няма да можем да разберем нищо.
So we have to have complete full faith in Srila Prabhupada's words.
Затова трябва да имаме пълна
These books of Prabhupada are especially ordained by Krishna himself. Krishna in the heart dictated to Srila Prabhupada every word in these books.
Krishna в сърцето на Шрила Прабхупада диктува всяка една дума от тези книги.
These books will change history. They will turn the world upside down.
Тези книги ще променят историята на света.
We have to flood the world with these books. Everyone should try to distribute books as much as they possibly can.
Ние трябва да наводним целия свят с тези книги и всеки трябва да се опитва да разпространява колкото може повече.
Because these books will go out in history for having saved the world from its darkest hour of despair.
Защото тези книги ще влезат в историята като спасили човечеството в най-тъмния му и отчаян час.
Do you want to have a glorious life?
Ако искате да живеете славен живот,
then distribute Prabhupada's books as much as possible.
Разпространявайте колкото може повече книгите на Прабхупада.
That will make your life glorious.
Това ще направи живота ви славен.
Начастас ман манушейшу кашчен ме приякритамаха. For one who preaches on my behalf, there is no one more dear to me than such a servant, Krishna says.
So
you want to become dear to Krishna? Then distribute Srila Prabhupada's books as much as possible.
And
this way you become the most dear servant of Krishna. Any other questions? Yes.
В науката за себеализацията Шрила Прабхупада призовава всички да повтарят святите имена на Бога и дори казва, че Библията задължава тези, които се опитват да следват Исуса, да повтарят имената на Бога, но къде точно? Ако някой ме попита, аз не знам какво да отговоря.
Къде точно? In the science of self-realization, Srila Prabhupada says that everyone should take the chanting of the holy name. And also in the Bible, it is the Christians are implied to also chant the name of God. But where exactly we can find this reference in the Bible?
Oh, in the Bible, in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Библията се казва, о Господи, който си на небето, да се прослави името ти.
And in the book of Psalms, in the Old Testament, in many, many places it says how you should, from morning until night, you should be singing the names of God.
А пък в Стария Завет има на много места се казва как от сутрин до вечер човек трябва да възпява Божието име.
Any other questions?
Други въпроси?
Narad Muni Prabhu.
Regarding the doubts, even during Lord Chaitanya's time, there were persons who doubted his supremacy or his appearance as God. Even some Brahmanas in India, they would not accept him as God. Would you please comment on this, on these doubts that they?
Yeah, they suffered greatly because of their doubts.
Те са страдали много заради тези си съмнения.
So we can learn lesson from that.
Можем да научим урок от това, да си вземем поука.
How powerful is doubt? Even in the presence of the Lord, they doubted his divinity.
Можем да научим колко силни са съмненията дори в присъствието на Бога, те се.
Look at Shishupal in Krishna's pastime.
Ами Шишупала в забавленията на Кришна.
He was a blasphemer against Krishna.
Той бил хулител на Кришна.
What was the result?
И какъв бил резултата?
Got his head cut off.
Главата му паднала от раменете.
So, not good to be a blasphemer against Krishna.
Не е добре да хулиме Кришна, да злословиме срещу него.
Mrityu sarva harashaham, I'm all devouring death.
Кришна казва, аз съм се поглъщащата смърт.
Krishna will kill them all.
Кришна ще ги избие всичките.
But those who have faith in Krishna, they will not die. They will simply go back to Godhead.
Но тези, които имат вяра в Кришна, те ще се върнат обратно при него.
So don't be a man of doubt, be a man of faith.
Така че не трябва да се съмняваме, трябва да имаме вяра.
Any other questions? Yes, sir, in the back.
Искам да попитам, докъде може да се стигне с компромисите, примерно, някой, който иска да влезе в Кришна съзнание, но посещава и православния храм. Това е първият въпрос. И за други компромиси, що се касае за храненето. Например, и сани ли да се консумират, защото има зародиш, гъби, чесън, лук и така нататък. До някъде това нещо аз го приемам. Но има ферми за производство на яйца, където тези яйца, кокоши яйца, не са оплодени. Аз съм бивши вирусолог, работил съм върху кокоши ембриони за любени яйца за диагностика на вирусни заболявания. И съм грешен пред Всевишния, когато съм вече съм пенсионер. Но, що се касае за яйцето, което е произведено от една ферма, където няма петли, тези яйца не са оплодени, те са за мен пари филанско млеко. Защо ще решаваме, примерно на мен задава въпрос, защо ще решаваме децата от яйце, което е примерно в Варна има слънчо ферма за яйца.
Разбрах.
Не може ли да компромисите до къде стигат? Някой обича гъби. Как ще се откажа от гъби? Чесън. Чесън да занижава кръвното на
някъде. Okay,
Okay.
What's the question?
How much can we compromise? First thing, in regards, if we want to enter in Krishna consciousness, but we still visit the Christian church. This is one thing, and the other.
Let's deal with one question at a time.
Значи първо за това, за дали да посещаваме Кришна съзнание и християнската църква, по едно ще обясни това.
We have no objection. Can we be Krishna conscious and go to a Christian church? Is that the question?
Yes.
If we have no objection if you go to a Christian church.
Ние не възразяваме, ако посещавате християнската църква.
But when they have their potluck dinner, don't eat the food.
Но когато има.
Don't eat meat then.
Но не ящете месо. Когато те вечерят, не се присъединявате, защото.
Even though their Bible says thou shall not kill, they kill the animals and eat them at the church.
Въпреки че в Библията се казва не трябва да убиваш, те убиват и ядат месото.
So if you want to go, don't eat meat along with them. That is against their own Bible, but they're not following their own scripture.
Ако искаш да ходиш на църква, ходи, но не дей да ядеш месо, защото това е срещу Библията, против наставленията на Библията.
Their philosophy is very nice, but they don't follow it. That's the problem.
Тяхната философия е много хубава, но те не я следват и това е проблема.
The teachings of Christ are very, very nice. He's a pure devotee. He is Christ is our guru.
Ученията на Христос са много хубави, много чисти. Той е наш гуру.
But if you want to follow Jesus, this is the best place to come.
Но ако искаш да следваш Исус, това тук е най-доброто място.
Because we are following Jesus better than the Christians are following Jesus.
Защото ние следваме Исус по-добре от християните.
In fact, I'm from a Christian family. And I wanted to become a pure follower of Jesus.
Всъщност аз произхождам от християнско семейство и аз имах желание да стана чист последовател на Исус.
That's why I joined the Hare Krishna people. I saw that they are better Christians than the Christians, so I'll be a Hare Krishna. That's the best way to follow Jesus.
И затова се присъединих към Hare Krishna, защото разбрах, че тези хора следват най-добре Исус.
Hare Krishna. Praise Jesus.
Възхваляйте Исус.
Next question.
There was a second.
There's a second question again.
Again about compromise regarding eating now. And what about why one should not eat, for example, eggs, but which are not like fruit.
Eggs are dirty.
It's
an aborted embryo. I mean, my God, it's so dirty. You want to eat an aborted embryo?
Oh,
gross.
Това е като за родиш, който е бил абортиран, нали, изхвърлен. Това не е приятно. Искаш да го ядеш, не е чисто.
Such a dirty, nasty thing.
Това е нещо мръсно, мръсно, отвратително.
It's actually a body, and it's the same thing as eating flesh. It's just flesh and blood in another form. That's a.
Това е също като да ядеш плът. Това е плът в друга форма.
It's another stage of a body. You're eating a body. It's meant to be a chicken.
Това е тяло, което ти ядеш, което трябва да стане пиле.
It's like eating a chicken. Is that eating a chicken? Would you eat a human embryo?
Ти би ли ял човешки ембрион, примерно?
So eating a chicken embryo is the same thing.
Така че да ядеш пилешки ембрион, това е същото.
There
are such farms in which he says that there are such farms in which they cultivate eggs which are not fertilized.
It's still meant to be an embryo.
Въпреки това, дори тези
It's a dead embryo, that's all.
Неоплодени яйца, те са пак зародиш, който трябва да се
развие. It's meant to be an embryo, but they prevent it from being an embryo.
Той трябва да бъде зародиш, но те са попречили това да стане.
Нещо съвсем кратко. А за чесъна, чесъна лука се смята, особено чесъна, за, като лекарство за занижаване на кръвно налягане, също и като един такъв антибиотик естествен. Що се казва за холера, когато в Русия имаше холера, имаше определен лектор, професор, който казва, който се, както и холера, на социално кригеца, който се е докопал до една-две главички чесън, той е оживял. Защо ни дава се консумира чесън?
What about the consumption of onion and garlic, which are considered natural medicines?
They stink.
Те миришат лошо.
Somebody has onions on their breath, I gotta get away from them. Ooh, stinks.
Някой има дъх на чесън, аз се отдръпвам от него.
I mean, garlic, onions are bad enough, but garlic is 10 times worse. Ooh, it stinks.
Лука е лошо, обаче чесън е 10 пъти по-лошо.
Stinky food. Do you want to eat stinky food?
Това е така лошо миришата храна.
Това са фитонциди, това са лекарства.
He says these are natural medicines which cure diseases.
Arsenic is also natural.
What?
Arsenic.
Арсеника също е естествен.
There's so many things that are natural, I wouldn't get close to them. Rattlesnakes are also natural.
Има много естествени неща, към които не бих се приближил. Отровни змии, например.
Actually, even for herbal purposes, Prabhupada said no. Even for herbal purposes, Prabhupada said no. There are much better herbal treatments than onions and garlic. If you want some herbal medicine, there's something you can get much better than onions and garlic.
Има такива билкови лечения, които са много лечебни растения, които са много по-добри от чесъна и лука. Може тях да ги приемаш.
Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси?
Yes.
My point is about meat eating. So I had a debate recently, and you know, there are people who say that the Christian conception of not eating, thou shalt not kill, they say it's not related to killing animals, it's related to killing people.
All right, you translate that.
Моя въпрос е свързан с месоядството. Наскоро имах дебат с едни хора, които казват, че това, което се казва в Библията, да не убиваш, се отнася само до убиването на хора, не до убиването на животни.
The Bible says thou shalt not kill, period.
Библията казва, не убивай, точка.
If God had meant thou shalt not kill human beings, he said, so thou shalt not kill human beings, but he said thou shalt not kill, period.
И ако Господ имаше предвид, че не трябва да се убиват човешки същества, той ще да каже, не трябва да се убиват човешки същества.
That means don't kill anything, that's what I mean.
В други думи, той казва, че не трябва да се убива си, каквото и да било.
Yeah, but they argue that further it says in the New Testament, it said that, you know, I'm giving you the food, all the moving creatures as food. I'm quoting by memory, not by memory.
Но по-нататък в Новия Завет се казва, Бог е казал, че всички подвижни същества аз ви ги давам за храна. Не мога да си спомня точно къде е цитата.
There are both sides of injunctions in the Bible.
Има два вида наставления в Библията.
In the Old Testament it says, he who kills an ox, it's just like killing a man.
В Стария Завет се казва, че който убива бика, бивола, той е все едно убива човек.
Similarly, in the Vedas, we also have there are the high level instructions and the low level instructions.
По същия начин, в Библията имаме в Ведите имаме повиши инструкции за.
For low class people, they are allowed to kill a goat and offer to God as kali.
На нишата класа хора е позволено да убиват коза и да предлагат жертвоприношение на.
So for those who are sinful, they are given, all right, you can do, but you have to do it in a regulated, restricted way, you see.
За тези, които са греховни, могат, е позволено да го правят, но по един регулиран и ограничен начин.
So, it's a fact, the Bible and the Quran are meat-eater scriptures.
Верно е това, факт е, че и Библията и Корана са
предназначени. They give concessions for those who cannot follow the high-level instruction given in the Ten Commandments.
Те дават такива отстъпка за тези, които не могат да следват 10 Божи заповеди.
Just as a goat eater, a Vedic goat eater is not spiritually advanced. Those who eat meat in the name of Islam or Christianity are not spiritually advanced people.
Както човек, който яде кози, според ведите не се счита за духовно напреднал.
They are impure.
И тези, които следват Библията и
Ислам. So their scriptures can be read to give some concession. All right, the Vedas do the same thing. But they are low class, they are not high class spiritualists. Therefore, we advise them, if you're attached to eating meat, then you should eat an animal that dies naturally. Why slaughter the poor thing?
Затова, ако някой е привързан да яде месо, трябва да яде естествено умряло животно. Защо трябва да се?
Whether you send the cows to the slaughterhouse or you let them graze peacefully in the field, they will all die. So let them die peacefully, and once they drop dead, then you eat their flesh.
Дали ще изпратиш краите в коницата или ще ги оставиш да си умрат от естествена смърт, те ще умрат по-добре тези, които умират от естествена смърт, да ги ядеш.
In that way, you avoid the karmic reaction for hurting an innocent creature.
Този начин избягваш кармичната реакция за нараняване на невинно създание.
What Lord Buddha taught is completely true. If you cause suffering to an innocent creature, that's going to come back on you.
Това, което Бог Буда е казал, че ако причиним страдание на невинно живо същество, това ще се върне на нас.
These meat-eating Christians did not go back to Godhead.
Християните, които ядат месо, не се връщат обратно при Бога.
And I have another proof.
Имам и друго доказателство.
If you want to enter the spiritual world, you have to have the taste of the spiritual world.
Ако искаш да се върнеш в духовния свят, трябва да развиеш вкуса, който го има там.
In other words, you have to be acclimated the mood of the spiritual world you have to have.
Други думи, трябва да се аклиматизираш да придобиеш настроението, което го има в духовния свят.
In the Bible it is clearly stated that in the kingdom of God the lion and the lamb sit peacefully side by side.
В Библията ясно се казва, че в Божието царство лъвът и агънцето стоят.
In this world, if a lamb and a lion were sitting side by side, you come back 5 minutes later, where would that lamb be?
В този свят, ако видиш един лъв и едно агънце да си стоят едно на друго,
I guarantee he'd be in the belly of that lion. But in the spiritual world, no, the lamb can peacefully sit along the lion with no problem.
Но в духовния свят агънцето може спокойно да стои до лъва и няма никакви.
That means the spiritual world is a vegetarian place.
Което означава, че духовният свят е място за вегетарианци.
So these Christians, they say, well, we go to church, we're going to because we go to church every Sunday, we're going to heaven, you see.
Християните си мислят, че понеже ходят всяка неделя на църква,
ще. And where do they go every Sunday after church?
А къде ходят след църквата в неделя?
They go to Ronald McDonald's place, McDonald's hamburgers.
They ходят и ядат хамбургери в McDonald's.
They love going to church, but they love going to McDonald's even more.
Те обичат да ходят на църква, обаче още повече обичат да ходят в McDonald's.
Now let's say they were somehow allowed into the kingdom of God, you see.
Да кажем, че по някакъв начин се промъкнат в Божието царство.
They would say, oh Lord, we're so happy to be here. Praise Jesus, we're so happy to be here. It's so great. And oh, by the way, where's the nearest McDonald's? I'm sorry, we don't have that chain here. We only have Govinda's here. So they have to come back down to Sofia to go to McDonald's. The point is, unless you have the taste that the Brijabasis have, the same taste as a Brijabasi, unless you have the taste of a Brijabasi, you will not become a Brijabasi.
Ако нямате същия вкус като враджабасите, няма да станете враджабаси.
Or unless you have the taste of a Vaikuntha Vasi, you will not become a Vaikuntha Vasi.
Ако нямате вкуса на жителите на Вайкунта, няма да се върнете в Вайкунта.
You would feel miserable.
Там се чувствате
нищо. No McDonald's, my God. How can I live in such a place where there's no McDonald's, no Kentucky Fried?
Господи, как може да живее на място, където няма нито Макдоналдс, нито Кентъки
Фрайд? They wouldn't be happy in the spiritual world.
Те хора няма са щастливи в духовния свят.
Therefore they don't go there. Krishna doesn't punish them by taking them to the spiritual world. You want to eat flesh? Okay, stay here in Sofia. Birth after birth after birth. So, you know, if they think they're going back to heaven by eating meat, I mean, good luck. All I can say is good luck, sir. There's some boys going to come meet you at the time of death. Special messengers from somebody called Yamaraj. There's one joke about them. Somebody had a special card. It was called the Jesus Church card, you see. And they say, well, Jesus suffers for all of my sins. So every time they sin, they would just say, charge it to Jesus. And the time of death, the Yamadutas came and they dragged into Yamaraj's court. And Yamaraj said, now you have to face the punishment for all your sins. And with a big smile on their face, they whipped out their Jesus card. And Yamaraj said, we don't take that card here. So, the point, all kidding aside and joking aside, the fact is they're engaging grossly sinful activities. But if they have some idea of at least, you know, thanking God or something like that, they make a little progress. I was raised as a Christian. And we would always pray and thank God for the meat. One time my father took me hunting. Hunting, you know.
Hunting.
And I regret it to this very day. There was some beautiful geese flying on the sky. I took a shotgun and I aimed and I shot one goose and he came down dead.
И аз съжалявам за това, до ден днешен имаше ни хубави гъски, които летяха в небето и аз прострелях една.
And then I had to go through the whole thing of cleaning him and cooking the goose and everything. And I felt sick when we put him on the dinner table and I had to eat him. It's just like I felt really bad. Something told me this is grossly wrong, you see.
След това трябваше да я подготвя за трапезата и докато ядях, просто
I felt really, really bad, but I had done. It's a beautiful bird, you know, flying over a goose. A beautiful bird flying high in the sky, and I shot him.
Това е много лошо, което съм направил.
You see? I realized this is there's something really wrong. You know, my father said, "Oh, son, this is great. You know, very good. You killed a goose. Wow, this is great. You know, it was like the hero of the family. You know, you killed a goose." I felt really, really bad. Really bad. So we don't realize because we let somebody else do the killing in the slaughterhouses. We don't realize what a horrible thing it is, actually. If people had to kill the animals that they eat, I guarantee a lot of people become vegetarians immediately. These butchers who work in the slaughterhouses, they become insane.
As
soon as they get off work, they get drunk every night. I mean, they become insane people. Like, they become like animals. Completely, like, they lose all their human qualities, these people who do the slaughtering. And how the churches can support such a heinous sinful activities, how the church leaders themselves can eat it and support it, and let the meat eating going in the church means they have no sensitivity for the suffering of other people. They're just in this gross sense gratification.
Как може църквите и техните лидери да подкрепят всичко това, което става в името?
So they may quote the Bible this way and that way, and this is the way they translate the Bible. It's not the original Greek and Hebrew. That's the way they translate it.
Всъщност това е тяхната интерпретация на Библията, не е това, което пише в Библията.
And the Bible we have now was compiled actually from different books. It's not one book. All these books are put together. There was a book of the Bible that was promoting vegetarianism. It was rejected.
The Essen Gospel of Peace.
In the Council of Nicaea, there was actually a book. It was found in a Tibetan monastery, and I have I can give you a link on the internet. I have a copy of it posted on the internet. You can read the book where Christ is preaching vegetarianism. But that book was thrown out because they wanted. They wanted to Christianize, they wanted to convert the Roman emperor who was a meat eater. He was going to, if they would allow meat eating, he would convert to Christianity. They were throwing the Christians to the lions. But now the Roman emperor was willing to convert and become a Christian if they would allow meat eating.
Но римският император щял да стане
So they doctored the scriptures and threw out all the vegetarian stuff. They doctored the scriptures to promote meat eating.
Тогава те извадили всички писания, където се говори за вегетарианство.
So the Roman emperor would convert.
Да може римският император да стане християнин.
And you know, became the So it's a political. They changed the teachings. Reincarnation was also part of the early teachings as well. This was purged out in the early days of Christianity for political reasons.
We are talking about early days, but recently also because Prabhupada was preaching about thou shalt not kill, they have changed that words to thou shalt not murder.
Yeah, when Prabhupada came to America, the Bible said, "Thou shalt not kill." And Prabhupada pointed this out, so they changed the Bible, "Thou shalt not murder." Because murder is generally used for human beings, but that they changed it. Because Prabhupada had exposed their nonsense. They changed the Bible because of Prabhupada. But they can't change the Hebrew. Dotitzag means thou shalt not kill any type of living being. That's the Hebrew.
Написаното на иврит, където се казва, че човек не трябва да убива което и да било живо същество.
So, you know, they're rascals and cheaters.
Така че те са негодници, измамници.
Now they want to have gay bishops.
Сега искат да имат такива архиви.
They have gay bishops now in the Christian church in America. Homosexuals, actively homosexual bishops. I mean, it's crazy. The so-called Christianity is becoming, whatever is left of it, is decaying very quickly into nonsense. Total nonsense. Most of the Christians now, they have abortions. They kill their own babies in the womb. What happened to thou shalt not kill? They kill their own babies. They murder their own children. And they say we're Christians. What sort of Christianity is this? It's simply nonsense, cheating.
Аз само искам да нещо да потвърди. От моята дъщеря съм чул, че в щатите имало някакъв закон, който хора, които занимават с касапница и разфасоват трупове, животински трупове, могат да работят до 3 години, защото след това има опасност да полудеят, както той каза, и те вече не почват да различават дали човек или животно и могат да станат серийни убийци. Просто ако мога да кажа нещо в тази връзка.
He wants to confirm because he has heard that there is such a law in в Штатите.
Да, мисля, да, в Штатите.
In the USA that if you are a butcher, you are allowed to work only 3 years because otherwise you'll be.
I'm not familiar with that law, but there's different states, although there's many different. There's 50 different states. So I don't know. That may be, if you've heard that, it sounds like it could be true, yeah, because they go crazy. These butchers go completely crazy. There was a great sage. He blessed the butcher. He said, "Don't live, don't die."
Има един мъдрец, който благословил касапина нито да живее, нито да умира.
It's a condemned thing to be a butcher, a very condemned position.
Защото това е много прокълната позиция да бъдеш.
You're living in hell and you're going to face a worse hell after death.
Живееш в ада и след смъртта ще попаднеш в още по-лоша.
Don't live, don't die. That was the blessing he gave to the butcher.
Нито живей, нито умирай. Това е благословието, което дал на касапина.
Any other questions? Prema Manjari Devi Dasi.
She says that she has she knows some people in Bulgaria who work in this industry, the meat industry, and they can only work for 3 months in this industry because it's like a punishment. They're so frustrated after this that they became like insane.
It's a hellish thing. These slaughterhouses should be closed immediately. I am calling right now that every slaughterhouse on this planet should be closed immediately. That's my demand.
Това е всички кланици по цялата планета трябва да бъдат затворени. И това е което аз искам в момента да се случи.
Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси?
Yeah.
Кажа ви нещо за пресадам, защото за да се унищожи този вкус, трябва да се предложи само пресадам нещо.
Maybe we should say something about prasadam, because to give up this taste, we should have the higher taste. So we should say something about prasadam.
Why say something? Just take it.
Защо трябва да казваме нещо за прасадам? Трябва да
take prasadam.
Трябва да приемаме прасадам.
So we'll stop here now and I'll distribute some prasadam. Chaja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.
Disgrace Srimad Sankarshan Prabhu Ki
Jai.
Prabhupada Ki Jai.